join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it's that time of the show again. Robert, Mary back with you for more RM World Travel. And for the next few minutes of the broadcast, we're off to the 49th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1959, not that long ago, known as the Last Frontier, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 43 in our series. And before we turn our attention to Anchorage, Alaska, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's an upcoming graduation, a birthday, Easter, which is coming up, Mother's Day, or a special anniversary, why not give the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection. Travel Pro combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we think that this luggage line is their best yet.
You know, whether it's the Platinum Elite, which we're going to get a lot of use for this week as we're off to London, Max Light 5 that Rudy uses, or any of their collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at travelpro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now off to Alaska as Julie Sapé, the CEO of Visit Anchorage, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Welcome, Julie. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you getting up early for us. So listen, a few years ago, we brought this show up to Anchorage for a live remote from the Alyeska Resort, just down the Seward Highway from Yan Girdwood. But we
beautiful.
Also, oh, it was absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. We loved it. But we also spent a few days at the Hotel Captain Cook right there in Anchorage. We went biking. We enjoyed strolling along, downtown along 4th and 5th Avenues. I can recall going to a festival that was going on, I think, at Delaney Park, which I loved finding out what that was all about. And then even the summer months, you have that downtown Anchorage Market Fair near Buttress Park, which was a lot of fun. So what do you find visitors are most surprised about when they come to Anchorage?
Well, I think, first of all, for our winter and summer visitors, they're really surprised at the weather. Alaska seems like a land of extremes to a lot of folks, but our summers here are absolutely beautiful. In addition to all of the daylight hours we get, we are very, very comfortable in climate. We're right on the water, as you recognize from your visit here, and it really keeps us temperate year-round. Winters, while I can't say they're not cold, they're not extremely cold. Again, most people find that they're very comfortable here any time of the year.
Yeah, good info for people to know. So, Julie, when we were there, we flew in instead of doing the cruise trip. And I do think a lot of your visitors come via cruise. But we found the airport very easy to navigate. It's a quick drive to the downtown area. And I felt like Anchorage, we explored other areas in Alaska, love the state, but Anchorage really is a hub for visitors and the state. You've got about 40%, I believe, of the state lives in Anchorage, and therefore you really have everything available to you that you could need, don't you think?
Well, I certainly think so, and you've done your homework, and I appreciate
that.
Well,
we like the area.
We do have about 40% of the state, and our airport is fabulous and super close to downtown, as you discovered, and I always love flying home, getting to our airport, and knowing that whatever I'm up to for the rest of the day is available and accessible very quickly. Yeah, downtown is 10 minutes from the airport, so it's pretty integrated.
Very easy drive, yes.
And then from a historical standpoint, I'm not sure Anchorage would exist without the railroad. I feel like we need to touch on that since it's such a major part of the city's development, and certainly getting around Alaska to see the state itself via railroad is a great way to do it. But Julie, give us a couple of reasons why Anchorage is a city that travelers should come experience.
Well, you referenced it, and that is that everything that is kind of iconic Alaska, all the reasons why people want to come to Alaska, whether it's glaciers, whether it's wildlife, beautiful scenery, wonderful seafood, a trip on the iconic railroad, all of that is available right from Anchorage. People often think, well, it's the city. It's the biggest city in Alaska. It must not have all of those wild aspects, but Anchorage really does. Anything, as I said, that's iconic Alaska, from hiking and trails and really enjoying the outdoors to dog mushing, it's all available here in Anchorage.
Yeah, and even the national parks that you can get to. I know our son, he enjoyed seeing the moose. That was a lot of fun, certainly, but You know, I'll ask you this. We always like to ask folks when they come on to the Destination Spotlight with us, if you could give us just a fact, you know, that people listening right now around the country, we're on 400 radio stations around the U.S., they're tuned in. You know, what do you think would likely surprise someone in our audience about Anchorage?
Well, you know, in Alaska, we do things a little different. So rather than one, can I give you two?
Oh, go right ahead. Sure. You're the guest. Go right ahead.
And we've talked a little bit about both of these. But first is, while we're the largest city in Alaska, there's actually 60 glaciers right in the Anchorage area. And so for folks who are intrigued by glaciers, Anchorage is a great base camp. And then the other one you talked about, your son enjoying the moose. We actually have 1,500 resident moose in the borders of Anchorage here, and so people don't expect that in a city either, but we're a little bit wilder than most.
Yeah, that takes a little getting used to when you see that,
true.
But it was certainly, we enjoyed the experience, and also seeing them swim as well in the water, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you very much for your time today, Julie. Folks, if you want to find out more, very simple, anchorage.net. Have a great weekend, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Take care, Julie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Julie, folks. Check out Alaska, and if you get some get a chance, remember, Mary, we did that ride up to Talkeetna about 2 hours.
That's
also
a
great place to go.
Area.
Right now, folks, a reminder, all the places we're covering, they're on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary Root and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.